All right, so today the question is, who was Laban in the Bible? Some would consider him a deceiver. The Bible first mentions Laban in Genesis 24, verse 29, and Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. Laban was the brother of Isaac's wife, Rebekah. Abraham had sent his trusted servant back to his home country to find a wife for Isaac among his relatives. In 24, verses 2 through 4, and Abraham said unto his eldest servants of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. When the servant found Rebekah, he made the purpose of his visit known, and she ran and told her father's household the news. Her brother Laban came out to welcome the servant and invited him to stay with them. Laban was involved in the decision to allow his sister to travel to a foreign land and marry a man she had never met. Verses 50 and 55, Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from Yahweh. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. Laban may have been the eldest son in his family, as the Bible records specifically that he played the role of host to Abraham's servant and had the right to voice an opinion on his sister's future. And that's also in chapter 24, 29, 50, and 55. We hear nothing more of Laban until many years later when Isaac and Rebekah send their son Jacob back to those same relatives to find a wife. Genesis 28, 1 and 2, And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go unto Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Jacob returned to his mother's homeland and met Laban's daughter Rachel, with whom he fell madly in love. Verse 18, And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Laban promised to give Rachel to Jacob if he would work for him for 7 years. In verses 19 through 20, And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. However, Laban proved to be as duplicitous as Jacob himself. After Jacob had served the time agreed upon, Laban tricked Jacob and switched brides on the wedding night. When Jacob awoke the next morning, he found he had spent the night with Laban's older daughter, Leah. In verse 25 of chapter 29, And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Infuriated, Jacob demanded an explanation. Laban replied, It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. Laban continued to connive throughout his and Jacob's 20-year relationship. In Genesis 31 and 38, This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. Now, before I get anyone's goat, as it's a reference point in the expositor, what then of Jacob's own statement that he was 20 years with Laban? The answer is that Jacob speaks of two periods of 20 years. The first period, he assisted him as a friend. The other 20 years, he served as a covenant servant. Compare the different expressions used. I have been with thee in verse 38, and I serve thee in verse 41. Therefore, he was with Laban for 40 years, the period of probation. However, God blessed Jacob because Jacob was his choice to carry on the covenant he had made with his grandfather Abraham. In Genesis 28:11 through 15, we read, "And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh Elohim of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to of thee, be of." Genesis 31, 1 through 3 indicates that Laban's sons were jealous of Jacob because of how much God had prospered him. They said, "Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father." And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude towards him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." Fearful that Laban would take his wives, children, and everything he had, Jacob fled in the night, taking what he owned. However, unbeknownst to Jacob, Rachel had stolen her father's household idols. Verses 19 and 34, "And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not." When Laban learned of the departure of Jacob and his family, he pursued them. He caught up with them, and he rebuked Jacob for sneaking off. Then the idolater Laban demanded the return of his pagan images. But Jacob knew nothing of Rachel's theft, and he scolded Laban for accusing him. Laban never found his idols. The last mention of Laban in the Bible is after he had rebuked Jacob for disappearing without notice. After their exchange of angry words, Laban suggested that they make a covenant. In chapter 31, verse 44, "Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee." This overture appears to have been motivated by fear that Jacob might return to harm him. Verse 52 says, "This heap be a witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm." Although there is no indication that Laban worshipped the Lord, he did hold a healthy fear of him and invoked the name of Jacob's God in forming the covenant between them. 49 and 50, it says, "In Mizpah, for he said, Yahweh, which between me and thee, when we are absent from one another, if thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee." Laban and his son-in-law shared a meal, and then Laban kissed his children and grandchildren and returned home. After Laban said goodbye, Jacob and his family were free to continue their journey to the land God had given them, whether he knew it or not. Laban played a large part in God's plan for humanity. As his grandsons would grow up to head eight of the 12 tribes known as Israel. couple of references for Genesis 49 and 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. And in Revelation 21 and 12, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates the 12 angels, and names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And I just have a little part that I wanted to read from, again, from the expositor. Laban, the cunning bargain hunter. Any accusation of deceit that may be urged against Jacob can be leveled with greater force against his uncle Laban. But whereas, in the case of Jacob, it was motivated by a desire to obtain the divine blessing, in that of Laban, it was motivated by covetousness. Nevertheless, Laban was religiously inclined, as is shown by his reception of Abraham's servant when he came seeking a bride for Isaac. Though even then, the record implies that he was impressed with external evidence of gain rather than inward qualities of worth. Genesis 24, 29 and 30, Rebekah had a brother and his name was Laban, and Laban ran out unto the man under the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. He did show respect for God in his negotiations with Jacob. Genesis 31 and 29, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Laban was grasping and unreliable, constantly changing the wages of Jacob if he thought it would be to his advantage to do so. 31, 7 through 8, and your father had deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ringstrake shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstrake. Cunningly removed the sheep and goats, he had agreed to pay Jacob as his reward before the latter had opportunity of inspecting the flock. In chapter 30 and verse 35, and he removed that day the he-goats that were ringstraked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. In his transactions, Laban gave an external appearance of kindliness, but it was often the cloak of his hidden feelings. In chapter 1 and 24, and God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night, and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. He shrewdly took advantage of Jacob's ignorance of local laws and customs in order to marry off Leah, and did his best to exploit his daughter and Jacob to his own advantage. Ironically, he finally lost his daughters, his best shepherd, his grandchildren, and most of his flocks. Ultimately, Laban entered into a covenant of peace with Jacob, after which he faded off the scene. He had an external piety, but no inward conviction. He seems typical of apostate Christianity. His name signifies white, but it is a whiteness that is used in Scripture both for purity or for the sign of leprosy. In Laban's case, though men may view him as righteous, it was but a cover for his real character.